Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli Zvachim Daf Tzadi Hei. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph at the beginning of the third perek Ma'achilin. Ma'achilin et ha'aniyim Demai v'et ha'achsaniyah Demai. One may feed Demai to the poor and to passing guests. This often refers to the king's soldiers who travel around and must be supported by local populace. Rabban Gamliel haya ma'achil et ha'payalam Demai, and Rabban Gamliel would feed Demai to his workers because they were poor. Gabai Stocker, Veshama Imim Nosim Musar, Lashainu Maaser, Veshainu Musar, the Maaser, Nimsu, Kol Adam Urchlim Musukan. Charity collectors, now Beshama say, give the tithe produce to those that don't tithe, and give untithe produce to those that do tithe, so that everyone ultimately eats tithe produce. Vechachamim Imim, Goivin Stam, Machalkin Stam, Vavoitzel Taken Yetaken. Vechacham say, no, we collect and distribute to all, and whoever wants to tithe, let him tithe. And the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yona, Masnifin Ba'aniyei Chaverim Vachsanya." Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yona says that when the Mishnah allowed feeding Demai to the poor, it referred to poor Chaverim. The case of the king's soldiers that the Mishnah permitted was as in the teaching of Rabbi Yeshua. Tani Masav Rabbi Yeshua Shohalach Acha Rabbi Yochem Ben Zakkai Levo Chayil V'Hayu Oisan Bnei Ayarois Mavin Lahen Peirus. The Bible says that once Rabbi Yeshua followed Rabbi Yochem Ben Zakkai to Bo Chayil, and the local townspeople brought them fruits from their field. Amalehen Rabbi Yeshua im lanu kan chayavin anu la'aseh v'im lav ein chayim la'aseh. Rabbi Yeshua said to the people, once we have already slept here, we're obligated to tithe. Before that, we are exempt. Rabbi Yosi ama bani ama oretzi masnisa im ama at bani chaverim nimtes noel deles b'fnei ama oretz. Rabbi Yosi, disagreeing with Rabbi Yona, says that the Mishnah is referring to poor amei ha'oretz. If you say that it's referring to poor chaverim, you've closed the door in front of the amei ha'oretz. So the question is, how does Rabbi Yosi explain the case of the passing guests? And the answer is like the Braisa. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Chafei Pasuk Vav, and the produce of the Shabbos of the land, which is Shemitah, shall be yours to eat for you, for your male and female slaves, and for your hired worker and resident who live with you. This includes the passing guests, meaning that you may feed those workers Shmita produce, even though it's as if you are paying off a debt with the produce of Shmita. Rav Lazar Oimer Zuachsane Shel Akum says it refers to Gentile passing guests. Tani Sach Laidia, the writer says you must inform the poor man that you're giving him Demai. Adas Dubyoina Du'ama Ba'ani Chaverim he must Nisa Nicha. Adas Dubyoisi Du'ama Ba'ani Ama'oretz he must Nisa Afilim Odioi Ma'u Moil. The question is, according to Rabbi Yonah, who said that the Mishnah refers to poor Chaverim, it's fine, but according to Rabbi Yosi, who said that they are poor Amei Ha'aretz, even if you inform them, what would that help? Mipnei Echad Shehu Metaken, the Gemara says that's the correct gesa, that perhaps there will be someone who will tithe. Amei B'mana Hada Amma Ilein Di'avun B'veithin Asa Leten Midamei Shvi'is She'enoi Ela Kapayre Choyvai Midamei Shvi'is. B'mana says that earlier, Yeshua only obligated those that slept the night to separate Demai, and this teaches that those travelling poor who are hosted in different towns, different houses in the town, may not be given food from Shvi'ith money, because it's like paying a debt with Shvi'ith money. Ka'adad Tani Echad Shvi'ith Echad Ma'asa Sheni Ein Ifram Mehen Milva V'choiv Ve'en Oisim Mehen Shushvinois Ve'en Meshalmin Mehen Tashlumim Ve'en Poiskim Mehen Stokol Aniyim Be'vita Knesses Av Meshalmin Mehen Davar Shel Gmilas Chesed V'sarach La'adiyo. And the advice we have is a support to this with Shvi'ith or Ma'asa Sheni money. A person may not pay off a debt, nor provide a meal of mere friendship, nor pay back a favor, nor pledge from the charity in the shul, but one may use them to pay for any matter of kindness, and he must inform them that the produce is from Shvi'ith or from Ma'asa Sheni.